Shore Talk, the sound of yachting world.
Hello and welcome to Shore Talk. I'm Matthew Sheehan. The 2006 America's Cup season may have revealed which of the teams had improved, but the close racing also highlighted just how strong the cup holders are. As defender and rulemaker, Alinghi has been able to square up to every other team, an advantage that must surely leave them holding all the cards. Or does it? With each round of practice racing, there seem to be more questions than answers. Could the weather put a spanner in the works for the Swiss? How much of a threat will the Big Three prove to be? And what's the chance of another team developing a secret weapon? I talked to Alinghi's managing director, Grant Simmer, about how he sees the picture in the build-up to the America's Cup and what might lay beyond.
For all those who say that there's been so much comment about this area being just a predictable sea breeze and where's the fun in that kind of thing.
That's what I thought too.
Is that right?
And the last two summers have been very, very different.
They have, haven't they?
Very, very different. That's not... It just changes the event a little bit. We've had a bit of storms between the regattas, but the thing is when it's stormy here, it gets very rough. The seas are big, and the nor'east swell here. I doubt that they'd race us in some of the days, but none of the teams went out training, or some guys would go out and hoist a mainsail and come straight back in. So it still seems to be light, and you either get a reasonable sea breeze, a 14-knot sea breeze, or you've had these sort of lighter, flakier days.
How difficult is that to design to, though? Because over two summers, you've changed your view on what the weather is, and yet at some point you have to nail the design down overall somewhere. You have to pin the tail on the donkey.
We're thinking about it. You have some options, moulding the boats as well. How you can motor boat. It's not just the overall design of the boat. It's, you can configure the boats as well.
And would you say
with appendages and...
Yeah. Would you say that this week has been more of an eye-opener, or this act rather, has been more of an eye-opener than you expected in that respect?
Pretty similar to the May act. It's just that we thought, coming more into the summer months, we'll get more steady sea breeze, hotter weather. And we haven't seen that. But we could... semi-finals start tomorrow, we could just suddenly go into more typical sea breeze days. The North Course, everyone knows the North Course is a bit lighter than the Southern Course, so the Copa d'Arena is on out of the yacht club over the weekend, so the next racing is all on these northern courses, which are typically, if we get sea breezes and get the southeast breezes, will be a bit lighter. You've still got to look at the statistics. You can't just, this year's been, if you look relative to the statistics, this has been quite a light year, and last year was quite a light year as well. But still, there's a lot of data from the port here that all the teams would be looking at, and this is lighter than the long-term average.
With so much data on 64, 75... 75 has proved to be extremely, extremely reliable and very good at putting points on the board.
Yeah.
The chance of getting a slower boat in the new boat are pretty remote, if not impossible, because you've got a datum to build on, which is not necessarily true of the other teams. They could do a bit of a trip up if they haven't got the data that you've got. And...
Sure, we're building from a strong base, but look at BMW Oracle, for instance. Their old boats were very close to 75. We had a small edge, but they were pretty close, so they build from there. Luna Rossa had a bigger jump to make. And I think the boat that Team New Zealand used last year without the Hula, 81 I think it was they were struggling in that boat compared to 75 and the Oracle boats. So they've obviously made that jump now, and their boats, I think the top four are bloody similar in performance at the moment, right now.
64 was a very well-rounded boat. She seemed to be, she was an extreme boat, but extremely clever perhaps, but a sophisticated, refined boat. Have the days of discovering a secret weapon and a secret advantage that's going to launch you out the front, are they gone?
We believe we can find an advantage in the boats and in the whole package. but the size of the advantage is definitely getting smaller, and it does every cup cycle because it's more and more mature, and so the bits that you're looking for are getting smaller. Like, we had bloody good sales in the last cup, so how do we improve on bloody good sales? Well, yes, we can, but only by a little bit, you know. So I think we're seeing that the four teams with the most experience and the most knowledge behind them are reaching together at pretty much the same pinnacle. And then underneath them, we've got the newer teams with less experience and building up their knowledge. You know, there's no doubt they're a notch, clearly a notch below the top four. But having done all these pre-regattas and having seen all the teams, when they finally get into that Challenger Selection Series next year, they'll all be dangerous. Like us losing against the Swedes, I mean, they're dangerous. So the pre-regattas have been good in terms of making it a much more interesting event. And I think it's probably, we've learned stuff from the other guys, and I'm sure people have learned a lot off us, because they've had a damn good look at us, had an opportunity to have a good look at us. So in 2003 we were thinking, you know, motherhood thoughts that let's have a really tight, tough competition and we think we can win it on, you know, an equal equipment. Well, looks like that's going to happen.
Would there ever be a case, for those that like the conspiracy theory ideas, would there ever be an issue where you think, hang on, we're being forced to reveal too much, we'll just have to let this one go, they're out in front, come on, to get past them is going to show too much?
I mean, people talk about that in the America's Cup game, that, you know, Dennis Connor was always famous for backing off. I have never seen any evidence of that. I've never sort of come away thinking that somebody's sandbagging. And I think all of these teams are, buddy, we want to win. I can tell you, we go out and we try damn hard to win for pride, for the sponsors, for the team, for everything, you know. There's no reason for us to back off.
Version 5, boats are narrowing, they're getting much, much closer. Could it go to a version 6? Or are we getting to the situation like the 12 metres where the amount of money you've got to spend is exponential compared to the return you get from it?
I mean, obviously you can go to a version 6, but we were trying to reuse the fleet that we had, and I don't think we can make... It's hard to keep making the boats lighter. I mean, what we really would like to do is make the boats lighter, maintain performance but in a lighter boat, and we tried to do that and cop some criticism because we could only do it one ton, but it was with guys like Rolf saying, well, without making a major modification, it's really hard to chop 5 tons off these boats. You might as well throw the whole fleet away and start again. And that's true. I'm sure he's right. I know he's right. So a version 6 of the rule would only be very small changes. And that's going to be a tough decision for us and whoever, if we're unsuccessful, whoever the next defender is. Do you keep going with this class? Do you introduce a new class? It's tough because there's so much resources in terms of knowledge and boats and equipment. What happens to the America's Cup class, you know, if we say, okay, we're going to introduce something new?
Could easily end up throwing the baby out with the bathwater ending up with us.
Through the event. And the fact that we allowed the old boats to be modified without really very much work meant that people like the Spanish could go and buy the One World equipment and be on the pace pretty damn quickly. So that's why I think we've got that many challenges. And if it was a new class, I'm not sure people would have done that. And a strong team like us, we would have been into tank testing. We would have been developing. We would have been much stronger to develop a new boat in the new class faster. And BMW Oracle and Team New Zealand as well. So I think, well, obviously I was part of the decision, but I think we did the right thing to run again with the essentially the same boats.
So it sounds like quiet confidence from the Swiss. Just like last time, some might say. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast. Let us know what you think. You can email us at yachting_world.com. That's yachting_world.com. And watch out for future podcasts on our website. www.yachtingworld.com.
Shore Talk is an Airwaves media production for Yachting World.